Without the shedding of blood, there can be no remission of sin. Isn't God good? Amen. While you're standing, amen, as we make ready to, amen, go into the word of the Lord, amen, glory to God, we want to turn our attention, amen, to the book of 1 Samuel, amen, chapter 17, verses 10 and 11, amen. 1 Samuel, chapter 17, verses 10 and 11, amen. It's also on the screen for your edification, amen, as well. Praise the Lord. And the scripture read, and the Philistine said, I defy the armies of Israel this day. Give me a man, give me a man, and we may fight together. Verse 11 declares, when Saul and all Israel heard those words of the Philistine, they were dismayed and they were greatly afraid. Father, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for everything that has been said and done thus far. And we pray that it has glorified you in every way. Now as we make ready to receive your word, O Lord God, I pray that you open up our hearts, our minds, and our understanding. That we may receive your word and receive it with joy. And having received it, that we act upon it and do all that you commanded of us. I pray, Lord God, that you keep me humble with the strength, Lord God, to teach your word, to preach your word. Lord God, the soul may be saved, soul may be edified, soul may be strengthened to continue to do all that you have asked of us. And we give you praise in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. You may be seated in the presence of the Lord. Amen. If you would just allow me a little of your time. Amen. Our subject today, amen, is Fighting Fear, Part 2. Fighting Fear, Part 2. Amen. And until we get fear under control, we'll never be able to fight the real giants, amen, in our lives, because fear itself will always be our enemy. Can I get a witness?
Amen.
So therefore then, the battle will always be waged from within. Amen. It'll be man against himself rather than against the giants in his life. Amen. Too many people today, amen, they're fighting those big things in their lives because the big things have caused them to fear. Praise the Lord. And so because they are fearful, amen, then they are afraid to confront, amen, the giants in their life. Praise the Lord. So being dismayed and greatly afraid is not the way of the people of God. God will not have us to be fearful. Isn't that right? Amen. Too often in his word, he has commanded us to be very courageous. Oh, I like that. Amen. It doesn't matter what is before us. Amen. Because if we do know our God, then we shall do according to the word great exploits. Isn't that right? Great deeds, great activities, great achievements for the Lord God whom we serve. My God, my God. Amen. 1 John chapter 4, verses 17 and verse 18, amen, declares this. Herein is our love made perfect, made complete. It is finished. It is fulfilled to the point that we may have boldness us. Amen. Glory to God. In the day of judgment. Because as he is, so are we in this world. Lord God, help us. And so while we're in this world, we should be as he is, or was himself when he was in this world. Isn't that right? Praise the Lord. Amen. Verse 18 says, there is no fear, no dread, no terror, my God, in love. Why is that, preacher? Amen. But perfect love casts it out. Fear, isn't that right? Amen. Because fear has torment. Fear has punishment. Fear has penalties. Amen. And so he goes on to say that he that feareth is not made perfect in love. My God, my God. Now, I didn't write that. The Bible did. It's just my job to preach it. Amen. Glory to God. He that feareth is not complete. He that feareth is not finished. He who feareth is not fulfilled. Because perfect love casts it out all fear. It may show up. Amen. But love will cast it out. Oh, what a mighty God we serve. Also keep in mind, amen, that 1 John 4:4, a very familiar passage, amen, declares you are of God, little children, and have overcome them, amen, overcome them, amen, the enemies, because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. Lord God, that's a victory praise right there. Praise the Lord. He's letting us know that we are victorious and we can have a decisive victory. Amen. And what is a decisive victory, preacher? Amen. Glory to God. You will come out of that fight. Amen. And folks will wonder whether or not you were actually in a fight because you're looking so good.
Now that's deep.
That is a decisive victory. They don't look at you and shake their head and wonder if you won or not. Praise the Lord. They can see that you have won. You went in looking good and you came out looking good. Ain't God good? Amen. Reminds me, amen, of the days of Cassius Clay and even Muhammad Ali. When he changed his mind, amen, he would always brag on how good he looked. Amen. No matter who he fought. Amen. He'd come out of the ring and you said, what, you been in a fight against beating Big Bear? You done fought this guy and that guy? He said, yeah, man, he's looking good. And that's the way we ought to be looking. Amen. Not like we've been kicked down, stumped, and dragged and ran over. Praise God. Picked back up and started over again. Praise the Lord. We ought to look just as good. We have to throw away the fear. My God. Oh, bless his name. And since there are so many kinds of fear, amen, that attacks us, different levels of fear that attack us, amen, we want to look at some common ones, amen, that maybe you believe are exceedingly powerful and that easily beset and disqualify you as children of the living God. Amen. If you missed part one, you can find it on our website. But let's start with the fear of the unknown. The fear of the unknown. Because some folks are actually afraid of things that aren't really there. They are afraid of things that aren't really there. We worry about things that never materialize. Praise the Lord. Amen. I think the saying goes, amen, glory to God, 100% of the things that we worry about, 80% of them never even occur in our life. God would not have us to be fearful or to be worried. Am I right about it? And so I'm not talking about ghosts. Amen. I'm not talking about poltergeists and them kind of television thing that you know sometimes we're concerned about. And I realize some of you won't even turn your lights on at night. Praise the Lord. Some of you bolt yourself in so tight you couldn't get out if you had to. Praise the Lord. But God would have us not to be fearful. People have a tremendous curiosity about the future. Isn't that right? Amen. The future is unknown. Can I get a witness? Amen. Other than what is already written in the Word of God. I can believe this. Praise the Lord. It's written in here. If it's written in here, I can believe it. Praise the Lord. Amen. Glory to God. And yet we are running around in life talking about, I don't know what is going to happen. Anybody ever said that? Amen. I don't know what's out there. Amen. You are afraid of the next hour and the next day. Lord, help us today. Amen. Glory to God. Simply because you don't know what is going to happen. It is the fear of the unknown. God got a word. Amen for you today. Amen. There are some folks who will not start their day, my God, without reading their horoscope.
Oh my God.
I didn't come to Melon. I didn't come to Melon. Amen. I just know this to be a fact. Praise the Lord. Amen. It's in the book. It's in the book. Amen. Luke chapter 12. Amen. Starting at verse 22, Jesus talks about worry and anxiety. Amen. We're going to read it. And then at verse 29, I want to point out something that might surprise you. Is that all right?
Amen.
Praise the Lord. And so the verse reads, beginning at verse 22, and he said unto his disciples, Jesus speaking, therefore I say unto you, take no thought for your life. Don't do it. What you shall eat, because we know if we're going to sustain life, we're going to need to eat. Isn't that right?
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Neither for the body what you shall put on. Amen. Glory to God. Why? Because life is more than meat. Amen. Or more valuable than meat. And the body is more than the clothes that you wear. But in verse 24, he tells us to consider the ravens. For they neither sow nor reap. My God, you don't see them punching no clock. You don't see them showing up for work. You don't see them out there doing nothing but looking for something to eat. Praise the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. They neither, amen, have storehouse or a barn. And God what?
Feeds them.
God feeds them. So how much more then, the question is asked, are you better than the fowls? Are you not better than them? We are the most intellectual creatures that God has created. Can I get a witness? That's why he loved us so. We're not just anybody, but we're children. And of the kingdom. Verse 25 says, and which of you taking thought can add to his stature? Now many times we misunderstand this because we're thinking, how can we add to our height when we see the word stature? But it simply means age or time of life. Amen. So amen. Taking no thought can add to his stature, our age or time of life, one cubit, which is a moment of time. I cannot add a moment of time to my life when it's time for me to get up out of here. Can I get a witness? I wish I could. I'm hoping and praying for 120, but I may or may not make it. Can I get a witness? I wish I had more than 24 hours in a day, but it ain't working out for me. I got the same amount of time that you got. I just have to manage what I have have to do the most, amen, with what I have in order to glorify God. Verse 26 says, if we then be not able to do that which is least, why take ye thought for the rest? This is no time to be fearful, my friend. Verse 27 said, then consider the lilies, how they grow. They toil not, they spin not. And yet I say unto you that Solomon, anybody familiar with Solomon? Amen. Amen. Solomon was decked out. The boy was clean, like he jumped out of a GQ magazine. Amen. Being a king. Amen. Just wrapped in fine purple and linen. The boy looked good. Jesus tells us, amen, in all of his glory, he was not arrayed like one of these of the lilies of the field. And verse 28 says, if then God so clothes the grass, which is today in the field, and tomorrow it is cast in the oven, then how much more would he clothe you all? You a little faith. My God, my God. Amen. Jesus talking to us. What are you worried about? What are you afraid of? Lord have mercy. If I can take care of the littlest thing in this world, you know I would take care of you. Now watch this. Verse 29, we're going to learn something here. He said, and seek not you what you shall eat or what you shall drink, neither be ye of doubtful mind. Now let's examine the phrase doubtful mind, if I may. Amen. It's the Greek word, meliorizo, amen, where we get our English word, melior. It means to rise up high, suspend, to fluctuate, to raise one's spirit so as to be anxious, or to be tossed up and down between hope and fear. Did you catch the word meteor? Amen. And so the rebuke here concerned the heathens who superstitiously seek guidance by the meteors. Stargazers, you know who they are. Amen. They seek guidance from planets. They seek guidance from signs of the zodiac. Amen. And all the magic and witchcraft and traffic with demons in the name of astrology, which are condemned by scripture. My God, my God. Well, so much for your horoscope. Amen. I know I'm a bear of bad news. Amen. But you can put your horoscopes away. Can I get a witness? You don't need it. What you need is the word of God. Isn't that right? Amen. That's why the Bible warns us against those things. And in the church, if I may add, amen, prophetic books are among the best selling of all Christian literature. Well, what do you mean, preacher? Well, whenever there is a stir in the political realm, guess what? Books about prophecy immediately begin to sell. Folks want to know what is going to happen. Listen, my friend, a certain amount of curiosity is normal. Even healthy, my God. However, when we combine curiosity with fear, amen, the fear then becomes deadly. Yes, it does, because it's become the fear of the unknown. And it can affect every aspect of a person's life. You ever ran into somebody who's afraid of the unknown? They're always looking over their shoulders. Amen. Afraid something's going to catch up with them. Afraid somebody's looking for them. Amen. But I believe the summer declares, mercy and goodness shall follow me all the days of my life. My God, so I don't have to be looking over my shoulder, wondering if anybody's speaking upon me. All the stuff that should be behind me will be behind me. His mercy and goodness. Come on, give the Lord a praise up in here. Amen. Glory to God. I've met people, amen, someone is always after to get them. Amen. Their whole conversation, they're paranoid, they're skin sold. My God, psychopath. Somebody is always after them, praise the Lord. They're always waiting for something to happen. They don't know what it is. They can feel it, they say. My God, if anything, you ought to be feeling the Spirit of God. Amen. In your life, thank God, my friend, that He has provided us with some powerful weapons against the fear of the unknown. Y'all ready for this? Amen. First, He promises that He will not act in the earth without first revealing it to his prophets. Amen. What he is about to do. Can I get a witness in here? Can I stay in the book? Amen. Amos. Let me call on Amos as a witness. Amos chapter 3, verses 6 and 7. And it says this. Shall a trumpet be blown in the city, and the people be not afraid and alarmed? When the trumpet was blown, they knew that something is getting ready to happen. It was a warning. Praise the Lord. He goes on to say, shall there be evil or misfortune? Amen. Glory to God. That occurs as punishment in the city. And the Lord has not caused it? That's a question. Verse 7, he says, Surely the Lord God would do nothing without revealing his secret to his servants, the prophets. Woo! God, have mercy, Jesus. I ain't got to worry about nothing. Amen. Glory to God. I ain't got to be searching and looking. Amen. What is going to happen and what's not going to happen is already written in the book. Praise the Lord. The future is in the book. There are going to be wars and rumors of wars. It's in the book. Praise the Lord. So I don't have to be afraid, knowing that God is my keeper, knowing that God is my refuge, knowing that God is my high tower, knowing that God is my pavilion, my God, and I can run into Him and find safety. Lord God, have mercy. Listen, God has always warned the world of coming judgment. In order that it may bring them, amen, glory to God, unto itself. Amen. He warned Noah of the coming flood, did he not? He warned Abraham and Lot of the future destruction of Sodom, did he not? Amen. He warned Joseph of the 7-year famine, did he not? He warned Moses of the 10 plagues of Egypt, did he not? He warned Jonah of the destruction of Nineveh, did he not? And the list goes on, my friend. My God, surely the Lord God will do nothing without revealing his secret to his servants and his prophets. Lord God, have mercy. Secondly, God has given us a tremendous promise of his everlasting presence and loyalty. Oh, thank God. What a mighty God we serve. Let me call on Romans chapter 8. Amen. Glory to God. Romans chapter 8, verses 28 through 31. As we make ready to get out of here. Amen. Glory to God. It says, and we know, do you know? Do you know, amen, that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called soul according to his purpose. I stop by to tell you, my friend, if you love him and if you are called to his purpose, you need not fear. Can I get a witness in here? Verse 29 declares, for whom the Lord God did foreknow, he also predestinated or determined to be conformed to the image of his son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren. Lord God have mercy. And he concludes, amen, in verse 30 and 31, he says, moreover, whom he did predestine, them he also called. Amen, glory to God. And whom he called, them he also justified. And whom he justified, he also glorified. My God. And in knowing this, he asked a question, my friend, and so do I this morning. What shall we then say to these things? Out of what we have just read, out of what we have just heard, what then shall we conclude? Amen, glory to God. What is it that we can say or speak to that'll make sense for us? He said, of God before us. If God be for us, then who can be against us? My God, if God, what shall we say? He tells us what we can say, what we should say. If God be for us, who can be against us? Listen. People of God, be at peace about the future. Be at peace about the future. God isn't going to hurt you. You're his people. All we have to do is trust him. Am I right about it?
Amen.
And your future will be good. Your future will be good. Isn't that good news?
Amen.
It's been said that cowards die many times before their death. Many times before their death, a coward is dying. But the courageous never taste of death but once. Listen, if we let things terrify us, life will not be worth living. We're terrified. Life is not worth living. Living terrified, scared every minute of the day. Life ain't worth living. A coward dies many deaths. But we who are very courageous, we only die once. And we're going to live until that day. We're going to live victoriously. Victoriously, we're going to have a decisive victory. You think I'm worried about tomorrow? I don't even know what tomorrow's going to bring. I have no idea what tomorrow's going to bring. I don't even know if I'm going to be here tomorrow. So why am I going to worry about tomorrow? I'm going to live today, and I'm going to live for God. Can I get a witness?
Amen.
Give the Lord a praise. God be my helper. Next week we'll look at the fear of death. The fear of death. And I'm here to tell you, folks are fearful of dying. Fearful. But if you know and understand your relationship with Christ, there is no fear of death. Because where he is, there you will be also. Isn't that good news?
Yes. Amen.
And that is a fear that people are afraid of. Death. God be my help, and we're going to look at that next week. Glory to God. If you're here today, whatever you need from the Lord, He has it. And He knows who you are. He knows where you are. He knows the extent of your needs. Nothing is too hard for Him. Nothing too big or too little for the Lord whom we serve. Because it's all His. My God. We're going to pray. I'm going to pray for you. Right where you are, all you have to do is believe. All you have to do is believe, because God is able. He is that kind of friend. Oh God, Lord, help us. Help us, Lord. We need your help. We are your people, and we realize that we can't do it alone. We can't do it by ourselves. We've tried and we've messed it up. We need your help, Lord. We need your love, your mercy, your long suffering. Help us heal our bodies. Make them strong again. Make them well again, Lord God. In the name of Jesus. Help us, Lord. Touch us. Let your power permeate every fiber of our mortal being, from the crown of our head to the sole of our feet. Vitalize us, energize us in the name of Jesus. Cause us to rise up in the newness of life, to do that which you have called us to do. In the name of Jesus. That which we need most, Lord God, release it to our lives, so that it may be used to glorify you and to give you the praise. Array us like the lilies of the field. Feed us like you would do the ravens. Care for us, oh Lord God, as you are most valuable and intelligent creature created by your own hands. Help us to surrender totally and honestly unto your will, oh Lord God. We need you. We need your help, oh Lord God. We have tried it on our own, but we have messed it up. We need your guidance. We need your wisdom. We need your understanding. Help us in the name of Jesus. Save us to the uttermost. For where we have slipped, bring us back. Restore us to your good graces. Help us to walk upright before you according to your word, oh Lord God. Keep us steadfast, stern, and staunch in holiness. In the name of Jesus Christ, everyone under the sound of my voice, move upon them, Lord God. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Lord, we give you praise. Lord, we give you thanks. We forever praise your name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. 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 Amen.